Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, Christian nationalist patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are unabashedly Christian and unapologetically patriots. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Ow!
Oh, boy.
We got some wiffle batting to do oh, my goodness.
Some great things are just coming out of this week. I must say that the unraveling of the truth is starting to just be so beautiful.
And it's so fascinating to watch the worms wiggle and writhe.
Oh, yes.
At this Durham report, which, you know, many analysts, conservative pundits are saying it's weak. It's so weak. But it does really highlight the truth.
Well, exactly.
It doesn't hit the FBI, aka Gestapo, hard enough, or call people to account.
Yeah, it doesn't call for their prosecution yet. But the fact that all of the truth has now been laid out. And,
yes.
And so, oh my gosh, the coverage that we have for how beautiful that all looks and what all that means to all the liars is going to be an absolute blast today. I can't wait to dig into that.
I know. And then, you know, you and I have just been just rolling our eyes and or laughing because all of the deep state creeps are coming out of the woodwork to get on talk shows, to try to put their spin on it, to double down on the lies, to... it's just absolutely astounding to see what they're doing with this report.
Right, exactly. And, if you've ever watched, I don't know, like if you could put an earthworm in a maze, that would be about what they're looking like right now.
it's quite unreal, but fascinating at the same time. It's kind of like, you know, watching a train wreck. You know, you can't look, but you can't look away.
Right. Well, and it's just, it's vindicating this week. If you take nothing else away from this week, feel vindicated, or at least that our vindicating is beginning. And it's starting to, I mean, talk about swinging the bat.
Yeah.
This bat is just starting the hardest swing we've seen yet.
Well, it is just the beginning. It had better be just the beginning.
Yep.
And it better be the beginning of a long, hard-fought campaign to take these people down.
That's right.
Because next step is taking them down.
Yep.
No more finger wagging and giving somebody the the scolding at a congressional.
Yeah, right.
It's not even
going to be enough to just kick them out of their stolen seats. They
right.
need prosecuting. They need to be prosecuted as under the charge of treason.
Right.
It's that severe. And not just one charge of treason. Some of them, like Joe Biden, multiple charges of treason. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not just one thing. He's done so many. It's just unreal.
Yeah, we're going to completely overthrow the United States and insert communism, and you will go along with it. Otherwise, you're causing division.
Yes.
Why are you causing so much division?
Right.
Trump, MAGA patriots, Christian patriots, anybody who loves America, veterans, and the list goes on and on. You say, no, that's completely not only un-American, it's anti-American, and I'm going to stand against it. Oh, you're causing division.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, well, stop the hatred, somebody. Racist.
I know. These are the weirdest people on the planet to deal with. I mean, what do you do with somebody that, honest, you know, they can't tell the truth? I mean, it's like it has to be what it's like dealing with Satan himself, because that's the father of lies.
Right.
And this is all these people do. They lie themselves into a corner and back out again. You know what I mean? It's just, it's just nutty.
Well, again, we've got a few examples of that, and we're going to share that, but also some hard wiffle bat swinging as well.
That's so for sure.
We've got that and more for you guys, but let's get to the word of the day early today. And I don't know what this is. A random turning.
It is a random turning, and it's awesome.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Okay, so
from the word of God.
No kidding. This is the good news all day, every day. And so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 34, which reads under the title, Love Your Enemies.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, does it have to be that pick a different?
Love Your Enemies on Wiffle Bat Wednesday, right? Okay.
I just want to love them to death.
Hey, well, there'll be a discussion after this that we can frame it up in a way that makes sense. Okay.
Right. So, right. Okay. Yeah. So we do understand we're being funny here, but we understand the context of this and its proper role and place when you're dealing with, you know, the Sanballats of the world.
When you're dealing with Satan.
Right.
Okay. So it reads, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Mm. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withdraw your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. And that's it.
Yes.
And the Bible notes on these verses describe that the essence of the Christian life is love, with the general principle stated in verse 31, which says, and just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. And this love is manifested by responding to personal insult and injustice, not with retaliation or even passive endurance, but with positive and aggressive acts of goodness designed to redeem the offenders. And so,
well, a good example of that would be what we covered yesterday with Paul and Silas in jail. Instead of this animus toward the jailer and, you know, they're being angry and bitter toward the situation, they started singing hymns to the Lord.
That's right.
And their jailer gave himself to the Lord.
Right.
You know, and so there, you know, there's definitely a lot to be said for that. Oh, of course, you know, then also there is something to be said about standing up against injustice.
Right, exactly.
You know, to defend the defenseless.
Yes, and, there's when you're defining love, right? Treat others the way you would want to be treated.
Right.
Well, there's what he's referring to here is not people that are harming the people around you. Right?
Right.
That's not what he's referring to here. He's referring to your general person-to-person interaction. This is a one-to-one thing. This is not the macro scale. What do you do while you're being invaded by your enemies? You know, Jesus never was, you know, he never went out and embraced, you know, maybe like the whoever the enemy was at his time. He never went out and embraced them and said, hey, come on in, wipe out all of my people here. You know, he never said that.
Right.
And he stood against what was wrong. In fact, he commended John the Baptist for taking a very hard stand against the immorality that was happening, you know, from the political side of Herod, right?
Yes.
And so he commended that. He didn't tell John to turn the other cheek against this political immorality.
He spoke against it.
He didn't say that
and
at all.
Called them to repent.
That's right.
They didn't just, well, I'll just love you how you are. Just, you know, I'm just going to love all over you while you're, you know,
harming people.
Yeah. Committing adultery in front of the entire country and, you know, taking them down a destructive path.
That's right.
He spoke against it.
Right. So on a one-to-one, a personal interaction, that is what he's talking about here in the Beatitudes, is how to win over the people in your immediate sphere.
Right.
How to be a good example of, you know, well, a leader, a Christian leader. And so the other way that you love your brother is to protect him, to defend him from evils being perpetrated against him,
right.
His family, his business, all of his liberties, anybody that seeks to harm our brothers and sisters has to be dealt with appropriately and accordingly.
Yes.
And so we have our system of law, justice, to keep everything in God's order. Right.
Right.
There's a purpose behind those laws and behind the fact that our Constitution is based upon God's Mosaic laws.
Yes.
And so law and justice has a very, very important and definitive role. And
yes.
And that is about making sure that the people in charge are not harming other people.
Well, that's especially egregious when it is somebody that is in a position of authority that's abusing it.
Right.
You know, Romans chapter 13 says, you know, obey the government. He does not wield the sword in vain. And very true. But also it's very clear why. Because the government is there to persecute the wicked and uphold and defend the righteous.
That's right.
So when you have an inversion like we have now, where they are actually persecuting the righteous,
yep,
and upholding and defending the wicked, you have, and the people that are doing that, people that have gotten into power, not because they were voted in, it was because
they stole an election.
Exactly. It's through deception and intrigue and
fraud
and lies, and then they defend it. So, I mean, you know, when you understand, you know, communism, it is a long game strategy, and they've been working for decades to place certain key people in certain key roles and positions.
That's right.
So they have the infrastructure and the system in place to completely stand against, you know, or to stand against everything that made America what it is. You know, there were a lot of pacifists at the beginning of the Holocaust before World War II. Leading up to that, once people got so far into it, they realized, you know, I am, by just going along, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who I was trying to think of, you know, he started off that way. Oh, Romans 13, love your brother, obey your government. And then he actually became part of the underground resistance. You know, after a certain point, you realize, you know, that's the most unloving thing that you can do,
right,
by not interceding when you see people being abused and mistreated in an unlawful way, an unbiblical way.
Behaving in an evil manner.
Yeah. So when somebody's mistreating you, you know, like you said, it's like almost like a personal level would be a good way of putting it. Although, look, when you're sitting in a cafe and somebody comes in with a gun and they just start opening up and start shooting people, and you can take this guy out, blindside him, and take him down, you don't sit there and just say, well, I should just turn the other cheek. I should just...
Yeah, no, that's not, you know, what that means.
Yeah, you don't walk up and say, hey, you seem awfully upset. Can I pray with you? No, you take him out.
Right.
Right? And right. If you're carrying, hopefully you are, you can take him out even quicker. But so really it comes to discernment.
Right.
You know, how to apply this scripture, rightfully dividing the word and applying it in the way it was intended to be received.
Well, exactly. And the whole backbone of this thing in Beatitudes, you know, is treat others the way you want to be treated. And I would want my elected officials to treat me in a way that would protect me from harm, that would protect my rights, that would protect my freedom and my liberties.
Right.
Right. And so that's exactly what their job is to do. And so when we see that that is not the case, that the whole nation has been defrauded due to evil manipulations, we have to go against it. And we're also called to do things in a just manner, to behave in a just way. And that is what the whole legal system is all about, being able to prosecute criminals for their crimes.
Yeah.
And put
which
them,
God is all for.
Yes, God is all about justice. And so, you know, that's I think it's a very good discussion to have, that is how you love your brother through
right.
government, is by protecting them and their rights, and not allowing anybody to trample on them or over their rights and their ability to live
peacefully
the life that our Constitution guarantees.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
So
biblically
yeah.
based Constitution.
Yep.
You bet. And it's our right to uphold and defend that. And
absolutely.
Well, for many of us who took an oath,
it's our duty.
We have a duty.
Yep.
Yes. So, wow. Well, that's a good scripture, though. Definitely food for thought. Of course, brought right in on the heels of Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Like, all right.
But,
you're taking the wind out of my, you're taking the air out of my Wiffle Bat.
But so. It's good, though, because that is, that's a clarification.
Yes,
that
is.
A lot of people in the Christian community might actually need to have stated, you know,
yeah.
that they read statements like Luke 6:27-28, and they go, yeah, but what about that? And so that, I think it's just a great opportunity to clarify.
Well, and we also do get conflicting messages from the pulpit,
right?
You know, across the country,
yep.
And you know, one church is, you know, properly explaining Romans chapter 13, for example, and the next one is telling you it's not negotiable. You have to
right.
obey no matter what they tell you to do.
Right,
you know,
right.
And so, you know, and then it also applies to this, you know, loving your brother, turning the other cheek, and properly applying that. Obviously you wouldn't do that, like I said, with an active shooter walking into a store that you're in, a
That's
restaurant,
right.
you know, and so it's discernment.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, oh, well, thank you for that. And that
is,
scripture is?
That is Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 34.
Luke 6, 27 through 34.
Yep.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. Hey, thank you guys. We had a few of you guys send in some support that was above and beyond what we asked for, and this is so helpful. But, you know, we ask, if you want to help keep us on the air, $5, $10, $20 a month. We are listener supported, and really, it depends on you guys to keep us on the air. So, thank you so much for those of you who do support us,
and that have sent these amazing letters, describing how important this show is in your daily life, and how you and your families never miss an episode. And I mean, this is and that basically it's been a blessing to be able to hear the word of the day every single day, and that, you know, that some of you don't go to church, and so this is the only interaction and Bible study you even get a chance to have. And so those letters are so
yeah.
meaningful to us.
Or you go to church and then that's it. It's a little quick blurb one day a week, and then you're hungry for it the rest of the week.
Right.
And that it's just a blessing for us to know that what we're doing is such a blessing to so many of you. So thank you guys for helping keep us going.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back, get a little Donald Trump, a little fun one for the break here.
And
then we'll come back on the other side with more. So stick around. This is The Voice of the American Redoubt.
There's wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars.
We're standing sort of alone against all of these people. You mean, I mean, I saw Adam Schiff, this guy, the watermelon head. I say, no, he's like a watermelon head. You have no dummy. And he doesn't believe it. But he said the other day about Biden with the laptop from hell. We call it the laptop. He said, and he goes up before the mic. This is Adam Schiff's show. this was caused by Russia. Russia. Russia caused this. They created this disinformation, he said. He should be, honestly, that guy should be locked up. And, you know, because he's in Congress. Yeah. Oh, it's true. You know, because he's, remember when he said, I had this perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine. I'm the only one that could get impeached over a phone call that was perfect. Remember Shifty Shift got up? Then he started repeating it 8 times, quid pro quo, and you will this, and you will that, and you will this. Fortunately, we had beautiful transcribers that transcribed the call. Can you imagine if we didn't have? It would have been my word about against Shifty Schiff and all of the horrible human beings over there. They died when they found out we had a transcription, remember? They wanted to know, how do we get out of this one? So we had to beat that one off, too. But that was a little bit lucky. Thank you to your wonderful transcribers. You did a great job. But, you know, this is what we're dealing. We're dealing with some tough people and evil people.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute. Segment 2 brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. And the website is katiearmor.com. So that's C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment 2, packed full of some great sound bites here.
Oh, for sure. Everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Okay, so the Durham report that's supposed to be not very important is turning out to be huge, because listen to what it actually accomplishes. From Hans Mackey is a statement that exactly frames this up the way it needs to be. One of the big Russiagate questions that remained unanswered was when the FBI found out that Hillary concocted a plan to falsely accuse Trump of Russian collusion.
Yes.
We know it was on August 3rd, 2016, 3 days after the FBI opened its investigation into Trump. And the question is, why wasn't it shut down? Well, you know, the fact that we now know that, it's even has a date. When she invented the whole thing to start attacking Trump. And so listen to this lie that she just states so matter-of-factly, and this was stated 5 years ago. Listen to how well she lies.
Out that factual record about what actually happened, including what happened with the Russian attack in 2016. Right. I wondered, as you read the Mueller report, the parts of it at least that we can read, did you learn new things about what happened to you and your campaign in 2016 that you didn't know before reading it?
I learned more, and I learned more detail.
Okay.
But here's the important thing to me. What I learned is that the Russians were successful. I don't think there's any way to read that report and not conclude they accomplished what they set out to do. They had an objective to sow discord and divisiveness within our society at large and to help Donald Trump, and they succeeded. So let's move our vision forward and say to yourself, if you're in the Kremlin, you're Vladimir Putin, who I've sat across, I understand his goal is to weaken America. I know that. He doesn't like me because I stood up for America. I get it.
I'm sorry you all had to endure that.
It's rough. It's rough. But see, that was with Rachel Maddow, and this was posted from MSNBC, and listen to their statement underneath this interview. It says here, Clinton talks with Rachel Maddow about the successful Russian interference in the 2016 election and the dangers of Republicans putting partisanship ahead of national security just because their candidate was the beneficiary of that interference.
Oh my goodness.
Just stated.
Knowing full well all the time while she's saying that, that she was player who helped fabricate it.
She came up with the whole thing.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, hopefully this John Durham report now that's just come out,
And it's not even just her. Adam Schiff, of course, is caught totally red-handed,
yes,
where he's been saying since March of 2017, where he was saying, I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now to suggest Trump colluded with Russia to interfere with the 2016 election.
That's right. Oh, we've got more to follow up on that. There's just so much more to cover, but one really great one with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you have that one.
Yes. Oh my gosh, she did excellent things yesterday. She filed articles of impeachment on both FBI Director Christopher Wray and also on DOJ U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves.
Yes.
Listen here to what she has to say about Matthew Graves.
We will have the Department of Justice Attorney Matthew Graves, and this man is responsible for the persecution against January 6th defendants, and I plan on questioning him directly. He is responsible for, remember Matthew Perna, who committed suicide? Matthew Perna walked in the Capitol, yes, for 20 minutes. 20 minutes, Steve. Walked in and walked out. Never assaulted a police officer, never caused any damage. Just made the mistake of walking inside the Capitol for 20 minutes, walked out. And Matthew Graves, this attorney who ignores all this violent crime in Washington, D.C., all types of horrific juvenile crimes and violent crimes here, he throws the book at these January 6th defendants. And Matthew Perna committed suicide because of this, because of people like Matthew Graves.
The time for weaponizing the Department of Justice needs to come to an end. And because you refuse to prosecute real criminals that are violating all the crimes here in Washington, D.C., and you want to talk about D.C. residents, they are victims of your abuse of power. And because of that, I am introducing articles of impeachment on you, Mr. Graves, and I yield back the remainder of my time.
So there she was, following up, doing exactly what she said she was going to do, and that's those articles of impeachment that you were talking about.
That's right. And I mean, that is all in a day's work for her. And I have to say, that is fantastic. And hopefully that impeachment is carried out and they're given the boot.
We want to see follow through.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right, guys, you have a blessed day out there and stay safe. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for more.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.